Every Wednesday, the county councilwoman joins us because we have too many big projects, big things, budgets and jails and all kinds of convention center comings and goings and projects and ordinances and Oh, it's exhausting, Marty. How are you today?
Do you want me to say exhausted? Because I don't want to say that.
You're not.
It's pretty to be tired.
That's it. You're like a shark. You're a shark, Marty. If you stop swimming, and you're always swimming. How are you? Everything good?
Oh, well, I'm telling you what, if there's a lot to talk about, but it might only be of interest to me because, you know, I'm right in the middle of over my head and budgets, trying to get through all of them and understand each one. And of course, this is budget season, and it's time for us to start understanding what it is we're going to be voting on. I found it rather strange when our county commissioners can come forward and say, well, we recommend whatever, X, Y, and Z for a raise. And then if you say, well, did you do the fiscal and what that's going to cost? And they say, oh, no, we didn't know we were supposed to do that part. And I guess that's our part. But it's easy to recommend an amount that might not be sustainable. And as a reminder, last year we gave a rather stupendous raise. And so whether or not there's the dollars that make sense for us to give a raise this year. And even though our income might not be meeting and excelling what our cost of living is, that's true for all the taxpayers as well. I mean, we know that the inflation has hit us hard throughout the nation, but right here in our own hometown. And it's costing more to buy groceries and to put the gas in the car and, you know, send your kids back to school and all the things that we have to do. So I think we have to keep that in mind. But talking about taxes, one of the big things that this county is talking about, we might have to spend taxes on. And so in a way that we thought we might be able to save some money, and that's the location of the jail. You know, that's been under consideration for a long time. It's not that there's not been an effort trying to find a suitable location. But every time there's one that comes up, there's always like, you know, the neighbors don't want it there, or the city won't let us put it there, or the city doesn't need two places, the city that we wanted to put it in. The city said no and no and no, even though I think they have a large skin in the game ought to have, because, after all, we have the county jail, and their law enforcement officers bring a lot of the visitors to the jail that spend the night. And so it would be a major relief to so many if the city would help us find a location downtown around where all the services are. So far, that's not happening. But one of the things
is that not happening, Marty, because there isn't land available or no one's picking up the phone to help out? The why is, I think, just as important.
Well, one would think, I know that one of the places that the county really wanted it was there at the Hopewell property, which would have made a lot of sense. But the neighborhood didn't want it there, and the city moved forward with their other project. And then when we wanted to have it down near Fullerton Pike, and we got an agreement with the seller, and then we went through all the steps, and the city said, no, we won't let you put it there. It's not zoned for that, and we don't want it there. So that threw them right over here toward Ellisville. Now, what happened is right now they're working on one at the North Park, where a lot of people still call Criderville. And remember that the North Park property does not have sewer. It has a package plant, but it doesn't have city sewer. And, of course, a package plant doesn't live forever. You know, that's one of those things that one would have to do something with, the dollar amount. Nobody's really mentioned to us what it might take to replace that down the line, and maybe nobody else is thinking about that or should care, whatever. But the and that price on that was, I've seen different figures, but one was 11 million something, another was 12 million something. But when it was decided by the people in the Ellisville area, they didn't really want it there in the gateway coming into Ellisville. Many put together plans trying to come up with another location. They came up with one at Cowden, and it's Cowden's property, but it's at the location of the corner of Vernal and Woodyard Road. And when we had a meeting, the county council had a meeting having to do with these issues just this past week. It was clear that the majority wanted, the county council wanted the city to work with us, but wanted the commissioners to consider this property, and because they had sent us a price tag on what the property was going to be. So the original acreage that they talked about, that would be about 25 buildable acres, would be 3 million, not 11 to 12 million, but 3 million. And then, because there were people who thought, well, maybe that wouldn't be enough acreage, the adjoining property owner also put in her numbers so that it's a total of about 100 acres, and her portion would be 3 million. So the total of the two would be 6 million, or the average of two appraisals for each of those properties, whichever's less. So they gave us their top dollar, but they'll take less if the appraisal is less. And so that woke everybody up and said, well, we could save millions of taxpayer dollars to get this done. And there was also consideration that it really was a better location because it's really close to that overpass over I-69, where there's some walkable areas there and so forth. But that's where we were, and now we're just working to see what the outcome is going to be from the commissioners as well. But they did go ahead. The Cowden property have already started with their environmental, and they ordered that, and it should be in like a week and a half. So that's already been ordered, which that always has to happen before we can move forward. So in about a week and a half, we would know that. Now, I know what has been scheduled for the county council's, our meeting on the 27th, is to discuss that income tax that would cover the cost of the jail. And then are they talking about doing the income tax as well as the economic development tax? It appears that they are going to. If you remember, to begin with, when they put that economic development tax in place, the city did, the revenue the county was going to get, was it was thought that might be enough to cover it. Well, it appears that there's still those who want to go ahead and put in place a jail tax. That will raise millions more than what we are raising right now in income tax. That can be decided by the county council. Right now we have.
Is that for operations costs, Marty? Is that for building costs? What would that jail tax
Okay, that the legislation on the jail tax says, it used to say you could only use 20% of the revenue from the jail tax for operations, but now the legislation says you can use 100% of it for operations. What has been presented to us was just almost all of it being used for bonding capacity to build. And so then the mention was made at the county council meeting the other day, well, if we used it all to build, maybe we would grow the economic development income tax proportionately so that we could pay down that jail tax quicker. That might help years from now, but that doesn't help that taxpayer right now. And so I hope that we're being very cautious that we, at least when we're looking at property to buy, that we keep an eye on what the results are tax-wise for the taxpayer. But it doesn't matter where you put it, that people around it have said they don't want it. I mean, I'm already lots of emails, lots of concerned citizens saying, that's in a neighborhood that we don't want that there. And I understand that. I really do. I think that's part of the reason why we never moved forward with Thompson, because, you know, when we went into a meeting and then when we left the meeting, one of the first things that Commissioner Thomas said was, well, the neighbors don't want it there. I mean, who puts what emphasis on what neighborhood is more important than the next one? It's
well, we could go around in circles with this until time ends, because the jail and the court system and the justice building that's next across the street from my office is across the street from a major hotel property. It's a half a block from a 2,000 bedroom student apartment complex. Well, I mean,
right.
It's just not in my downtown, not in my backyard. Well, it has to be safe downtown. It has to be safe in our neighbor and everything. Well, we might as well not build one, because there is no spot. What we'll do? We'll put it in a balloon and we'll hover it above 100 feet above the Earth's surface in Monroe County, because that's the only place anybody could handle this.
Well, and at the same time, we also don't want criminals wandering about the streets causing mayhem with no feeling of protection or safety in our community. So somebody's got to make a tough decision, and I think that's what it's going to come down to. Now, I did do a little research in the last few days. I looked at some of the numbers from Vigo County, who in the too far recent past, built a jail, and they thought they were doing, you know, building it somewhat bigger. And the day they moved in, they were already over capacity, and they are already sending their inmates out to the other counties because they're under court order, just as this county is. So in our county, it's a revolving door. We just don't keep them in there very long, so we keep the population count down. I'm not so sure that's working out real well in this community, because the very people that need help most in trying to correct their addiction behavior and so forth, they're right back out on the street. Now, if the state level had at one time said they couldn't take any more felony sixes, and so that meant that all the county jails were having to take care of those folks who would really be in dire need of treatment. Well, then the state came back and said, no, we will take level sixes. And in addition to which, the state has facilities that have the addition of mental health treatment and drug addiction treatment. And so why we are not sending level six felonies off to DOC so they have the opportunity for treatment, even if it's just right now until something else happens, because as much as the jail folks want to try to provide treatment within the facility, it just is not large enough to do all of the programs that they would like to do. But the other thing that the
jails aren't fulfilling, are they, Marty? They're not fulfilling up. They're to
actually, the local jails are not supposed to be for long-term holding capacity. That if someone's done something so dire that they have to be in that situation, they really are not supposed. They're supposed to be moved on, have their day in court, moved on. If they're found guilty, go off to DOC. If they're not, they're back out, whatever. But so much has happened. Either the state doesn't have the room, or local jails don't have the room. And so what happens? They all end up back out on the street. So anyway, that's part of what goes round and round in your head when you're looking at budgets, because it really is all a part of budgeting, because nothing happens without the money. So
absolutely right. And that's why Marty Hawk joins us every Wednesday, so we can figure out exactly where and how much money we need and everything else. So
okay, latest. I wanted to share with this something the sheriff put out today as news, that they are now hiring, and it's between $1,512 and $79,706. It's based on experience, and that includes a take-home vehicle, and it includes 6 paid holidays. And so, you know, and there's a clinic, et cetera. So there you go. We do have, we're budgeting to make sure that we keep law enforcement paid for. But guess what? I'm looking at all these budgets, and the budgets that we added on to during the year is really eating up all the revenue that we thought we might get, be able to have for next year, because we do have a 4% levy growth. In talking about that, we did get our income tax distribution set for next year. And what I did see was that, for instance, because in our county we have a fire district, and their amount that they're pulling from that income tax went from $3,500,000 in 23 up to $4,100,000 in 25. So that's how much it's increased every year. Remember, it increases if according to what your levy, your footprint is of your property tax. So that means that every year, the Minnow Fire District, their levy has increased, but that's also because they continue to add additional areas on there. So we know that we do have, and Steinsville is talking about adding on to joining the fire district, and that those meetings, I want to share those dates with you because it's coming right up on us, August 26th, 27th, and 28th, between 5 and 7, and it's to be held there at the community center in Steinsville in the cafeteria, and that's what where they'll be talking about whether or not they want to join the fire protection district. At the same time, Ellisville's been talking about having a fire territory, and that would also be additional taxes. So anyway you go, the Ellisville or Richland Township or Steinsville, they're all going to be looking at what they can do to extend coverage for their fire protection. And it's, you know, this seems to be non-ending. We know that our library had problems in that last year's budget because it didn't get advertised correctly. But this year, for last year, their income tax was $2,831, and this year it went up to $3,047,000. So I'm sure they're happy that that's going in that direction. It's just all a part of how we put government together.
Well, that's the part that's tough, because the people that work in government, I was just reading an article on the B Square Beacon, it's, you know, the cost of living raise, the commissioners have suggested 5.2% cost of living raise, and I know you touched on that right when we got started. Why one rate for one and one rate for the other? Is it for retention? Do you have the money to pay this? How does this budget fact? How do you get these numbers ground out to fit into the budget?
Well, what we do right now, and what I've been doing today, is I had the jail and the sheriff's department send me their budgets to see how much each had increased over you know, since the beginning of last year, or at the beginning of this year, actually, the 2024 budget, and what we're asking for 2025, and seeing the increase. I got the same thing from the assessor's office, so I can see the increases there, because remember, we had some major adjustments that had to be made in the assessor's office. So we'll add all of that up, and that's what's happening within the auditor's office, and the council budget folks are supposed to be going through all that, and they'll be looking at the miscellaneous revenue and seeing how much money we actually have to work with. And I don't have all those numbers. I'm just getting the ones for the departments that I'm working with to see where we are. But the big number that we've been waiting on was, what is our income tax? Because we get that always right at this time of the year. I know I look for it all weekend long, thinking, boy, we should have it. And so by Monday at noon, and I'm saying, hey, I finally found it. Here it is, yada, yada. And sent it out only to find out our office had had it the whole weekend. So I'm thinking, well, there went my weekend for nothing. I wish they would just forward those things to us. But the expenditure rate went up only about 3.9%. So we did get a levy increase, an income tax increase. However, that is for that's what's shared with everybody from for Steinsville, Elsville, the library, and so forth. And our the part that the county government get will not be 3.9. I think it's more going to be more like 3.1. And that indeed is because we see how much, since we have to share this one pot of money with everybody else, with the city and everybody in their footprint, of how much they can't get from that income tax is tied to their property tax levy. And when you see the fire district's income tax revenue coming in greater than a bigger percent of their growth, it was bigger than some of the other units, that's why they were able to get a bigger revenue. The other thing I wanted to look at was the counties around us to look at what they're doing with their income tax. And I think it's important to research your other neighboring counties because they use a portion of their income tax to for their schools, which then reduces the reliance on your property tax to cover your school tax. And in our county, the schools don't get any of the income tax. So I think that's important to note.
Marty Hawk is our guest on Wednesdays, and budget hearings for the county.
You should see the list. They gave us this list, this whole, I mean, September is gone, pretty much all of October. I mean, I'm sorry. Goodbye, folks. It's almost September. I'll see you on the other side of this.
Well, good. Somebody has to be watching our tax dollars.
It's like they have this whole chart made out with all these different colors, and I thought, well, what day do I get to stay home with my puppy dog? Oh, I guess I don't. Anyway, but that's all part of this because that's what budgeting does, but in addition to it's also when we're having to do this whole jail location and how we're going to support the jail and whether or not we're going to put the income tax and all the public hearings for that. So that's just going to require a whole lot of extra meetings.
Before you know it, you're going to be a full-time employee and you're going to be making 180 grand a year. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, I don't think they're going to like that.
Well,
at all.
I mean, I've seen some raises in some other departments that have been 40, 50%. Why stop now?
Oh, well, I just don't think people would like it very much.
Neither do I, but it just seems like nothing really gets them until they get their tax bill and they forget about it for a year, then they get their tax bill and they forget about it for a year. So what you do is very real, and I think it feels very fake to a lot of people that just have it taken out of their check and away you go.
Well, and what happens is when they look at something and they're just looking at a rate, that doesn't mean anything to them. Oh, 0.01 to 0.2. Oh, well, what does that mean? That means millions of extra dollars because right now our jail tax is 0.01, and what they're talking about is taking it to 0.2. That's millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's your money.
Every year.
Yeah, it comes off your, comes out here.
And remember, for employers, please know that if your people who live here who will pay these taxes, if you employ people and they live in other counties around us, they take that tax money right back to their home county because income tax is paid according to the rate and goes to the county you live in, not the county you work in. And so whenever people are saying, oh, well, we can afford, let's just increase it this much, and those very same people don't even live here to help pay the tax, I just want the recognition to our
employers.
Then it comes right back down to, I want the recognition by Monroe County government to make it possible to build homes here. I'm not saying they should put money in it. No. It should be allowed that the developer should be able to develop on ground, and that's going to take the city and the county working together and get some housing built here so we quit sending our people out of county. That's my rant. I don't think I'm getting any place with it, but I keep trying.
Well, that's all you got to do, scream it from the rooftops or with me every Wednesday, Marty. Great job as always. I know you'll keep us in the loop as we move forward. Next Wednesday is the final Wednesday of August, and we'll see where the carousel ride stops next week.
Thank you. Bye.
That's the hardest working woman in government, and she joins us every Wednesday. It's Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman.